All of the rats on Rat Island in the Aleutian Islands have been killed as part of a large habitat restoration project. KDLG student reporter Sam Wright has the story.
The report that the rats are gone is good news to Steve McLean. He's a conservation scientist with the Nature Conservancy in Alaska, which was part of the 2008 project to get rid of the invasive rats on Rat Island that were devastating local seabird populations.
So it leads us to think that perhaps we can tackle some of the other Aleutians as well. The other islands are larger. It's going to be a little bit more complicated. But we think that with these techniques and what we've learned from these from the Rat Island project, we can then start thinking about other projects in the Aleutians as well.
The project to get rid of the rats on Rat Island was in the planning stage for 4 years before it got started in 2008, when a team spread grain-based bait pellets across the island from helicopters. After 2 years of monitoring, a team of biologists reported on Monday that the island is now free of rats, which McLean says were introduced by a shipwreck.
In about 1780, a vessel went aground on Rat Island and had some unintended guests that made their way to the island, and none of the others are still there. But the rats, that's all it took, was just one shipwreck with a few rats. And by the middle of the 1800s, the island was so overrun by rats that a Russian captain went aground, not went aground, but went ashore to get water for his ship, and was so disgusted by all of the rats on the island that he named it Rat Island.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been working to get rid of invasive species in the Aleutian Islands for years, and so far, non-native foxes have been removed from 40 islands, including Rat Island. McLean says a move is now underway to come up with a new name for the island.
And we've asked our partners at the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association to work with their members and their groups and the elders to consider a new name for Rat Island.
The goal behind the rat eradication effort on Rat Island was to allow the natural ecosystem to once again begin to flourish. McLean says they've already started to see some bird species nesting on the island they have not seen before.
Other bird species are much more abundant than we've ever seen them on the island before. But we're going to give them a couple of years to see if some of the other burrow nesting seabirds start to come back in higher numbers. And just hopefully let the Aleutian system take care of Rat Island and return it to a natural system.
The giant song sparrow, which is only found in the central and western Aleutian Islands, is now commonly found on Rat Island. Other species that are expected to benefit include black oyster catchers, rock sandpipers, red-faced cormorants, and gray-crowned rosy finches. Rat Island is just 10 square miles in size, and the Rat Eradication Project was led by a group called the Island Conservation. In Dillingham, I'm Sam Wright.